It's Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis for Wednesday, February 18th. And Burns, a late blast of winter this week.
I should say. Of course, we were due. You know, we've had a wonderful, warm, pleasant, temperate winter so far. But, it's a tough decision when you close school as we did on Monday. Because the there's so many things, food coming in, and just lots of things that you have to deal with. But when we feel like it's not safe for our students and our faculty and staff, we just have to do it. There's a committee that meets on that about 4 o'clock on the morning in issue, and that's and they make the decision. So that's I'm just glad warmer weather's coming and sunshine.
And this cold snap is also a perfect time, Burns, to talk about energy costs at OSU.
Yes, we're very proud of our energy management at Oklahoma State University, and a lot of people get credit for it, really the entire OSU family, because a lot of our savings come from behavioral changes. That's thanks to Bill Spears' company, who Bill's an OSU graduate and lives in Dallas. But they've helped us on that, and that's been fantastic. And then there's been a number of other things. As I've said before, we have, through complete behavioral changes, we have, I think since 2007, we've saved about $32 million, which is really remarkable and is a wonderful boost to our budget, so we don't have to put more burden on our students and their families. We also received the STARS rating as one of the greenest campuses in the country. EPA actually rated us number 6 for our green power. And we actually now receive, I think it's 70% of our energy from the Cowboy Wind Farm, which we built in partnership with Oklahoma Gas and Electric. So things are going well, and as I say, it's very important to save this money so we don't burden our students any more than necessary.
And Burns, the OSU Museum of Art has unveiled a couple of new exhibits, one dealing with the built environment, the other celebrating landscape photography.
You bet, Kelly. The museum has opened two unique exhibits at the Postal Plaza Gallery in downtown Stillwater. One is the Frank Lloyd Wright's Samara, a mid-century dream home, which is very interesting. The Wright House fulfills the renowned architect's vision for affordable homes for the middle class. And the exhibit does include original furniture, architectural fragments, and a number of other things, including video. Also, which is new, is the Richard Buswell Close to Home exhibit. It offers the beauty of common things with abstract landscape photography. From Richard Buswell's home state of Montana. In fact, he'll be here to discuss his work on March 5th at 5 p.m. In addition, of course, we have the wonderful James Rosenquist exhibition. Rosenquist is internationally known American pop artist, and this is a wonderful exhibition, and it is the first show in our ambitious New York project. I think everybody will find Rosenquist's bright and colorful exhibition very interesting and enjoyable. All three exhibits are available through early May and are free to the public.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.